McDouls, would you believe that boxes of Weet-Bix are selling in China for up to $50 a box?
What?
China is going mad for Weet-Bix, and Sanitarium is just going ka-ching.
Small, 50, wow.
Yeah, small market, China.
That's right. Yeah. That's the thing. That's why there's high demand. I like, there's so few people.
I like how if you corner just like 1% of the market, it's like 100 million. So you just go, just corner that 1% of the market is 100 million people, five times the size of Australia. They are in the midst of a little bit of excitement. They've changed the name there from Weet-Bix to Nutribrex. Yep. Yeah, I don't know.
Just hit me with that again.
Nutribrex.
Great.
Do you want that one more time?
Yeah.
Nutribrex.
Your move, Iron Man.
Oh, I don't know what to do with that. That's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's got Brex.
Well, I know what I want to do. Spend $50 and get a box.
Damn right. I want extra Brex in my breakfasts. They've gone nuts for it.
Is when you go to the bathroom after breakfast, is that called a Brexit then? A Nutribrexit? Is that what that's called?
The fiber. Nutribrex.
Keeps you regular.
Very well played there. We've designed a little bit of a game. Now, I've got to say, I'm going to play along, Dools, but I don't know the answer to these questions. But basically, what we've done is we've taken well-known Australian cereal slogans and we've translated them to Chinese and then back into English to see how they'll sound. Now, Liam's got the list of them here.
Sure. This sounds at best playfully racist, but let's go with it. Let's do it.
Okay, I've got five of them to get through. Now, we'll use your names as your buzzers.
Okay, go.
All right, so this is the first one. It only crunchy delicious like cocoa milk drink.
Scott.
Dools?
Cocoa Pops.
Correct.
Just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy, I think, would be the slogan we started off with there, guys.
Double points.
I actually think I like the Chinese version again. Give me that one more again.
It only crunchy delicious like cocoa milk drink.
Damn right, you're speaking my language and I've been...
I can hear kids all around breakfast table saying that exact line.
All right, next one. Another flagrant Kellogg crazy cakes.
Wow.
Merrick.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
Wow, well done.
And the that's a deep cut. That's the Shamrock Shake of cereals. That comes around very rarely.
Mez, for a bonus point, what's the original...
Just like a crunchy... Nut milkshake, but only chocolate. Is that it?
No. Obviously, another Kellogg's Crunchy Nut was the original one. All right.
Oh,
here we go. One apiece.
Right.
Number three. Not to mention its health, they will eat FCL.
Wow.
Scott.
Okay.
Is it the rice bubble crispy things? Don't mention it's healthy.
No.
Merrick, Special K.
Oh, no. Ugh. You're both back in. I'll give it to you one more time. Not to mention its health, they will eat FCL.
Merrick, just right.
No. All right. I'm going to give you the answer here, guys. It's Sultana brand. Don't mention it's healthy, and they'll eat the full box.
They'll eat it by the box full.
Eat it by the box full. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right.
So still one apiece, two to go.
Bloody China.
You put your only escape.
You put your only escape?
Oh. You put your only escape.
Pass. Wow. I'm gone.
Pass.
You only get out what you put in. Nutri-Grain.
Oh! No, it should be Iron Man food. That's what you should have had to have translated.
Yeah, Iron Man food.
And it would have been strong metal human.
All right. Well, this is for the win here, and I think one of you will get this. So it's one apiece, and this is the last one. A piece of cake, crack popular.
Scott.
Yes.
Rice bubbles.
Oh!
Yes!
Snap, crackle, pop.
I've never been happier in my entire life, and that was worth a million points as well. So it was an unassailable lead, even if we come back next week.
Okay, we are playing this every week from now on. we're playing Chinese translator game. Guess what it
is? Maybe this is an off-air kind of podcast bonus thing.
Merrick has clocked off after another hard-working day.
People who work in radio have got it pretty tough.